好，我们继续来学习彼得前书。
We will continue to study First Peter.
彼得前书可以分作两部分。
First Peter can be divided into two parts.
第一部分是第一节，第一章一直到第二章第十节。
The first half is First Peter chapter 1 verses to 2 verses 10.
我们被拣选的救恩。
Which is the grace of election.
这个救恩是借着主耶稣的宝血洁净我们的罪来的。
This grace has been given to us through the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
也是因为神活泼长存的道重生了我们。
And it is also through the living word of God that we have been reborn.
因此我们是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
And because of this, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and his own special people.
我们的身份非常尊贵。
We have a very precious status.
而且我们有一个活泼的盼望。
We also have a living hope.
就是存在天上，不能玷污，不能衰残，不能朽坏的基业。
Which is an inheritance in heaven that is imperishable, incorruptible, and that will not fade.
所以我们信耶稣有一个很大的改变。
So when we believe in Christ, we have a great transformation.
这个改变是在灵界里面的。
This is a spiritual transformation.
身份的改变。
A transformation of our status.
盼望的改变。
A change in our hope.
从地上一直提升到天上。
We are elevated from the earthly to the spiritual.
那因为这个样子，所以我们的生活也要改变。
Because of this, our lives should also be transformed.
因为我们的身份已经改变，所以生活要改变。
Because when our status has changed, our lifestyles should also change.
因为我们的盼望已经从地上提升到天上，所以我们的生活也要改变。
And because our hope has been lifted from this world to the world above, our lifestyles should change.
所以从第二章一直到结束就是在讲要敬虔度日。
And so from chapter 2 to the end of the book, Peter talks about suffering for a godly life.
为着要敬虔度日，所以我们会受苦。
Because we want to live godly lives, we must suffer.
所以从第二章的十一节开始这个叫做干粮。
And so from chapter 2, 11 onward, this is talking about solid food.
如果这个我们吃得下去，我们的灵性就会成长。
And if we are able to take in this solid food, then our spiritualities will grow.
那我们在神面前才能够变成义人。
Then before God, we can be righteous people.
所以启示录里面在讲羔羊婚宴的日子。
In Revelation, it talks about the wedding feast of the Lamb.
那是非常喜乐的一天。
That is a very great joyful day.
在所有的人在哀哭、顿足、害怕当中，我们却要充满着欢喜快乐。
When the world is in bereavement, is crying out in agony and pain, we should be full of joy.
因为羔羊婚娶的日子到了。
Because the wedding day of the feast of the Lamb has arrived.
那个新妇就是教会。
And the bride is the church.
就是我们每一个人。
Is each of us.
但是要参加这个婚宴有一个条件。
In order to attend this wedding banquet, though, there are requirements.
要穿白衣。
We must wear white robes.
那个白衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And the white robes are the righteous acts of the saints.
所以我们信仰生活在追什么？追求神的国，神的义。
So what are we pursuing in our lives? The kingdom and righteousness of God.
第一个我们要了解神的义是什么。
First we need to know what is the righteousness of God.
所以彼得前书里面讲这些教训都是神的话。
All that Peter talks about here are the word of God.
我们要照着神的话来生活，这样我们就有义。
And if we can live according to the word of God, then we can have righteousness.
那我们就有白衣可以参加这个婚宴。
Then we can have the white robes and be able to attend the wedding banquet.
所以我们在信主的初期一直听神很爱我们，给我们平安喜乐什么都可以依靠神，这个都是对的。
When we first believe, we hear about how God loves us and we can rely on him in everything and all of these are true.
但是如果我们一直停留在这个阶段呢，我们在义上啊就不会长进。
But if we stop at that level, then our righteousness will not progress.
哦，所以我们要长进，要明白圣经要我们怎么生活，要不断的自我调整到圣经的标准。
And so we need to constantly adjust ourselves according to the standards of the Bible in order to progress.
这个过程啊，常常要牺牲，所以是一种受苦。
And that process requires sacrifice, and so there is suffering.
啊，那我们昨天在提到啊，我们回到第二章。
Let us return to chapter 2.
啊，第二章的十一节啊，一直到十二节，就是在讲。我们是天上的国民，在地上做客旅，做地居。
Chapter 2, verse 11 tells us that we are sojourners and pilgrims in this world.
哦，所以我们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
And so we need to put aside the things of the flesh.
哦，我们看这个世界上人怎么生活。
If we look at how people in this world live,
没有一个人在想什么禁戒私欲，没有这个话在头脑里面。
There is no one thinking about abstaining from fleshly lusts.
你想做什么你就去做。
Whatever you want to do, you will do.
你喜欢做什么你就去做。
Whatever you like to do, you do.
只要你觉得高兴，你觉得快乐，你就可以做。
As long as you find enjoyment in it, then you do it.
这个就是现在人活着的态度。
This is the mentality of the people who live today.
甚至连小孩子也有这样的态度。
Even children have this attitude.
有一天我去上那个E2, 我问他人为什么活着，我以为他们从来没有想过。
Once I asked the E2 students, what do people live for? And I thought they would never have thought of this yet.
我一讲完就有一个举手。
As soon as I asked the question, one child raised his hand.
他就回答 for fun. 哇，这我真的没有幻想。
And his answer was, we live for fun. I had no answer.
小孩子他已经不必想了，就回答活着就是 for fun.
And as a child, he didn't even have to think. The answer of life is living for fun.
所以啊，你现在信耶稣以后啊，圣经就是把你限这个可以做，这个不可以做。
So once we believe in Christ, then we have these boundaries what we can and cannot do.
那本来我什么都可以做，现在变成不可以做，那就要受苦了。
And so when we used to be able to do whatever we want, and now there are things we can't do, that is suffering.
那这个就是我要付的代价。
And this is the price that we have to pay.
那如果我不愿意受苦，
And if we're not willing to suffer,
我还继续活在我的欲望里面，
And we continue to live in our lusts,
那我们的白衣就一点一点一点都是污点了。
Then our white robes will gain dark spots.
不错，可能我们活得很有饭。我也是信耶稣，将来进天国可能会有问题。
And right, we will have a fun life, but one day when we try to enter heaven, we might encounter problems.
我想问大家哈，如果今天早上出门，你穿的衣服前面有一点污点，昨天吃饭了滴了一点油污，会不会穿出来
？Let me ask you a question. If this morning before leaving the door or going out the door, you had a spot of dinner from yesterday. Would you keep it there or let it be there?
我们不会穿这件衣服了。
You wouldn't wear that shirt.
因为穿有污点的衣服出来，你觉得不好意思见人了。
Because if you wear a very dirty shirt out, then you're ashamed to see people.
但是我们将来要见神呢。
But one day we are to meet God.
所以我们这个衣服不能有污点。
And so our robes should not have any.
那你不能有污点，吃饭就要很小心了，不要让那个油渍沾进来啊。
So in order to maintain clean clothes, when we eat, we are careful not to let the food fall on our clothes.
所以为了让我们白衣没有污点啊，所以要禁戒肉体的私欲。
And in the same way, in order to prevent our spiritual robes from having any filth, we need to abstain from fleshly lusts.
那有时候这个人想要禁戒不是这么简单，需要神帮助。
And sometimes it's not easy for us to abstain ourselves. We need the help of God.
因为私欲是一种罪性。
Because our lusts are from our sinful nature.
而且这个罪性的力量比良心还大。
And the power of that, of our sinful nature is stronger than our conscience.
所以我今天立志。
So today we make the determination.
明天我做不到了。
But then tomorrow we can't accomplish it.
后天我又悔改了。
And then the day after that, we repent.
啊，我们就是天天在软弱当中这样打滚。
And then every day we live in the midst of our weaknesses.
啊，所以十一节说私欲跟灵魂征战。
And so that's why it says that our lusts war against the soul.
那怎么会得胜呢？
So how can we have victory?
被圣灵充满，我们就得胜了。
If we are filled by the Holy Spirit, then we can be victorious.
哦，所以我们信耶稣要克制肉体的情欲，不只是用你的意志，不是用我们的意志，决心意志。
It's not just making our own determination that we can overcome the fleshly lust.
这样会信得很辛苦。
That will become a very painful way to believe.
那如果被圣灵充满，
if we are filled by the Holy Spirit,
神的能力自然就压过罪性。
Then the Spirit of God will help to suppress our sinful nature.
所以你就变成很自然。
Then it will become a second nature.
哦，我记得有一个弟兄啊，他没有信主以前哦，他天，然后每隔一个礼拜就去拉斯维加斯一次，所以他那个旅馆里面有金卡。
So I remember there was a brother who would go to Las Vegas every week before he came to believe, and so he had like gold status at a hotel.
我们当中谁有 Las Vegas 金卡？
Or he had a gold card for Las Vegas. Anybody here have that?
那个时候我们教会在 Las Vegas 还是有信徒。
In those days, we had members of our church in Las Vegas.
所以我们常常去访问他们。
So we would often go to visit them.
但是要住哪里啊？
But we would wonder where we could stay.
那个弟兄说：“我带你们去住旅馆，有金卡，非常便宜。”
And he said, "Well, I have this gold card. I can bring you to the hotel to stay for really cheap."
后来回来以后啊，有一次在谈话中，他在讲：“我真的觉得我自己在改变了。”
And once on the way home, he shared with us that he felt he had changed.
因为在那边住的不知道一晚还两晚哦。他有那个头钱哦，什么吃饺子，什么老虎那个，他连拉一次都没有。
Because when he went to stay, even though he had like credits to go to the slot machines, he didn't go.
哦，他说哦，不是我自己一直提醒我，信耶稣我不能去做那个哦，他说我连一点欲望去做那个都没有。
And he said it wasn't that he had to struggle within himself that, oh, I'm Christian now, so I can't go and do this. Instead, he had no desire to go and play the slot.
所以克制私欲不是看起来很痛苦啊，但是如果圣灵充满，很自然。
So, to abstain from fleshly lust might seem very painful, but if we're filled by the Holy Spirit, then it will be natural.
好，那看十二节。
In verse 12.
下面哈。因为看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。相反的，我们有好行为。
And on the opposite, the flip side, we also need to have good works.
每一个人都有良心的。
We all have conscience.
他看我们基督徒，你也不赌博，也不抽烟，也不喝酒，也不跳舞，也不打牌。其实他对我们心里有一种尊敬。
And when others see that we don't smoke or drink or gamble or have any vices, when they see us, they will have a inside, they will revere that.
所以有的信徒哦，他的朋友都称他做圣人。
And some members, the people in the world call them holy people.
为什么我们做不到，你做得到？
Why is it that you're able to do what we are not?
但是有时候我们为着要讨他喜欢喝了一杯酒，跟你赌牌一场虽然表面上他跟我们很好，其实在他心里面，他觉得你跟我一样啊。
And conversely, if we compromise and we go and have drinks with people and behave like them, then inside they will think, oh, you're just like me.
所以这第一个我们的信仰生活的一个牺牲或者痛苦，就是在征战中要打败私欲。
So one suffering that we have to undergo is to abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against our souls.
好，那第二个，我们看第二章的是三节。
Next, let's look at verse 13.
十三节在讲，你们为主的缘故要顺服人一切的制度，或者在上的君王，十四节。
14.
或者君王所派赏善罚恶的臣宰。 啊，十五节。
15.
因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那无知之人的口。这个地方讲哦，要顺服一切的制度啊，或者在上的君王。
Here it tells us that we must submit to authorities.
啊，这个就有一个问题我们要想。
And this contains a question that we have to consider.
谁把那个人放在那个最高的职位上？
Who placed those individuals in their positions of authority?
哦。如果在美国，这个就是选举吧。
In America, it is by a process of election.
哦，选举就是政治。
And that is part of the democracy.
啊，政治吧，哈、哦、，politics 啊、
哦。Oh, it's part of politics.
哦，那如果我们回到信仰来看
，But if we return to faith,
啊，今天不论谁坐在那个最高的位置上，背后决定者是神。
No matter who sits in that position of authority, behind him is God.
因为神允许他坐得上，神不允许他就下来了。
Because God allowed that person to be there. If God did not allow it, then he wouldn't be there.
哦，所以我们也不需要为谁哈、哦、选上了就愤愤不平，或者为谁选没有上也愤愤不平。神要叫他上去，他就上去；神要叫他下来，他就下来。这个就是圣经里面我们看得到的。
So we shouldn't be anxious or struggle when a certain party is elected or another party is elected. We know that God allowed whoever is elected to be there.
好，那我们对整个政府的制度啊要顺服。
And we need to also be submissive to the system of government.
当然有一个条件。
But there is a criteria.
啊，如果你能找得到这个制度是违反圣经的那一部分，我们就不需要顺服。
If within that system of government we find something that is against the law of God, then we cannot be obedient to that.
啊，有一个青年呢，写一个 email 给我。
There is a youth who once wrote an email to me.
哦，他说可以不可以打疫苗？疫苗 ，yes， COVID-19 那个疫苗。
Oh, acupuncture? No.Is it okay for people to get vaccinated?
因为人说那个疫苗跟那个启示录那个777那个兽是有关系的。
Because people said that the vaccine is like the beast in Revelation. Is related to the beast.
哦，诸位要怎么回答
？So how do you respond to that?
好，主耶稣说，有病的就要看医生，对不对？
Didn't Jesus say that the sick needs to see a physician?
那疫苗这个病毒啊 ，COVID-19 就是病啊。
And COVID-19 is a sickness.
哦，所以你要去看医生啊。
So you need to go see the doctor.
啊，你看医生怎么建议，你就照着这样做啊。
And what your doctor recommends, you should do.
哦，那把这个疫苗跟兽连在一起啊，圣经看不出来。
And there is no way that.You can find a connection between the vaccine and the beast of Revelation.
哦，那个兽是跟属灵的有关的，跟疫苗没有关的。
The beast in Revelation is related to spiritual matters. It is not related to the vaccine.
哦，所以不要拿圣经做根据啊，来说啊，不可以打疫苗。
So don't try to use the Bible as the evidence for why you should not take the vaccine.
哦，如果我们不想打疫苗，那是其他的原因，不是圣经出来的原因。
And if you don't want to have the vaccine, that is for your own personal reason. It is not from the Bible.
好，在中国大陆哈，现在他们大概规定啊，十几岁、17岁的不可以上教会。
In mainland China, they have a regulation now that only that any children less than age 17 cannot attend religious services.
要让他们长大了。自己有判断能力，自己去选择。
They want the children to grow up and have their own decision.
那这个跟圣经的教训不一样啊。
But this is different from the teaching of the Bible.
圣经的教训就是从小孩子还小的时候就要教导他应当走的路。
The Bible teaches us that we need to train our children up in the way they should walk when they are children.
所以上面有政策，下面应该有一个对策，让我们能够来照圣经的话来做。
So we ought to be able to do everything according to the teaching of the Bible.
所以 顺服在上掌权者是有条件，就是在圣经的教训之下。
So the condition for submission to authorities is that it must be within the law of God.
有一次我出去走路遇到一个附近的邻居是中国人。
Once I was outside walking and I encountered a couple who were my neighbors.
他说他很想退休
And they told me they wanted to retire.
但是他能够从 Social Security 领的钱很少。
But the amount of money they can obtain from Social Security was very little.
所以没有办法靠那个钱来维持生活。
And they could not sustain their lifestyle on that income.
我就问他说你怎么会这么少呢
？And I asked them how come it's so low.
他说我报税都减少很多。
And he said that when he paid taxes, he was able to make a lot of deductions.
那是 Social Security 跟你报税有关的，你报的少就少。
And so then Social Security amount that you get is related to how much tax you pay. So the less you tax you pay, the less you get.
为什么很多的餐馆啊，这个卖东西的收现金？
So why do so many restaurants and other businesses take cash only?
收现金就没有记录。
Because when it's cash only, there's no record of the transaction.
收现金就可以逃税。
So that you can evade taxes easier.
所以顺服在上掌权者讲起来简单不简单。
So being submissive to authority is easy to say, but it might not be that easy to do.
诸位，我们有没有逃税过？
Have any of us evaded taxes before?
可能以前我们还不明白道理。
Maybe before we understood the doctrines.
现在明白道理，不可以逃税。
Now that we know, we should not evade tax.
你想想看，好多的社会福利，钱从哪里来？
If you think about a lot of the social programs that we have, where does the funding come from?
我们所享用的公园、道路，钱从哪里来
？And for the parks that we use, where does funding come from to maintain them?
我们年纪大的父母住老人公寓，政府照顾他，钱从哪里来
？And when our elderly live in housing, public housing, where does the funding for that come from?
就是从纳税来的。
It's from our taxpayers' money.
这个是政府的制度。
This is the system of our government.
所以圣经里面以弗所书说我们是光明之子。
And so the Bible teaches us that we should be children of light.
那这个光明之子，我在做事情，第一个不需要掩盖。
And as children of light, what we do should not be covered in darkness.
如果我们做事要掩盖，那个就不光明。
If what we do must be covered up, then that is not in the light.
逃税要掩盖吗？当然要。
Do you need to cover up tax evasion? Yes.
第二个。
Second.
提起来不会羞耻。
When what we do is mentioned, it should bring no shame.
我们被人知道了，我们会羞耻吗
？If people know about our actions, will we feel shame?
如果会羞耻，这个就是罪。
If we feel shame, then that is sin.
第三个。
Third.
良心要很平安。
Our conscience should be at peace.
因为我们是光明之子。
Because we are children of the light.
这个是极大的挑战，不可以逃税。
So this is a great struggle that we should not evade taxes.
那不逃税我就没有办法存活吗
？If I don't evade taxes, then I cannot live.
你就问了，教会里面很多人是老老实实报税，他不是活得很好吗
？But look around at the members in our church who.Pay their taxes that they are to pay, and they live just fine.
我有一次到南美一个国家去。
Once I went to a country in South America.
有一个信徒做生意。
And there was a member who had a business.
他说：“我从开始做生意到现在，我只有一本账簿。”
And he said, from the beginning of his business until now, he only had one account.
我们做过生意都知道，每个人都有两本账簿了，大部分。
But we know.Doing business, usually you have two accounts.
两个账，一个账是要给查税的看。
Or you have keep two books, one book for the tax people to see.
Yeah, 那另外一个账是自己看的。
And the other set of books is for yourself to see.
他只有一个账簿。
But he kept only one book, one account book.
我跟他生意做得不错。
And I said, this is good.
那后来他要去申请公司执照。
And later he needed to apply for his government.
他就坚持原则，我不给贿赂，不给红包 ，bribe。
And when he had to apply for his company, he didn't want to give any bribes.
那这样就行不通了。
But then he was unsuccessful.
所以他申请公司执照申请大概三四年都不会出来，不是他没有证件，他证件完全合法。
So when he tried to register his company, it took him 3 years. It wasn't because he was against the law, because everything was correct.
后来神就感动了一些事情发生，法院判定政府要给他执照。
And so later, God allowed certain things to happen, so the judge passed his application.
所以我们是神的选民。
So we are the chosen people of God.
要顺服政府的制度。
And we need to follow the government institutions.
要照政府的制度来报税。
We need to pay taxes according to the governmental system.
那另外一个。
And second.
政府的制度里面，我们不应该偷渡。
Within the government system, we should not steal or.
也就是说，我们应该用合法的来进到美国。
Meaning, we shouldn't try to go around. We should follow the legal process, for example, of coming to America.
因为政府有一个制度嘛。
Because the government has its system.
那在申请我们这个移民的过程当中，
And in the process of applying for citizenship,
不可以欺骗。
We should not bribe people or lie.
好像政治庇护啊，写了一大堆，其实并没有发生啊。
Just like some people will write a bunch of things that didn't happen.
圣经说我们是在那个真实的里面。
The Bible says that we are in the truth.
好，我们来看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
约翰一书的第五章。
1 John chapter 5.
第五章的20节。
Verse 20.
我们也知道。 神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是他儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。这里讲，耶稣基督是真神，也是永生。It
says here that the Lord Jesus Christ is the true God and is eternal life.
那我们认识那位真实的。
And we know him who is true.
真实就是没有虚假。In
him who is true, there is no falsehood.
所以箴言里面说，我们要将慈爱跟诚实刻在我们的心板上。And
it says in Proverbs that we need to have loving kindness and truth carved into our breast.
诚实，这个是基督徒一个很重要的本分。
So honesty is an important virtue of Christians.
我们也听过有一些见证，他做的不对了，后来法官要面谈，他就是一一这样讲出来，把他过去不对的都讲出来。And
there's testimonies of people who their past wrongs they confess to the government official.
结果神就感动到法官，也是给他合法的居留身份了。
And then God moves the government officials so that they can still legally get their status here.
所以我们信耶稣，要有义。当我们说谎，我们的白衣就是一个污点。So
as Christians, we must be righteous. If we lie, then we will have a spot on our garments.
所以我们在美国有个制度叫做信用卡。
So in America, there is a system. A government institution that is the
信用卡 credit card.
Oh, the credit card.
那这个信用卡基本的前提是什么？
And what is the main reason for the credit card?
就是除非他可以证明你是不可靠的，不然他就信用你。
Unless they can show that you are not reliable, they will allow you to use the credit card.
但是如果你到非洲去，这不是这样啊。
But if you go to Africa, it's not like that.
除非你能够证明他是可靠的，不然每一个人你都要怀疑。
Unless you can prove someone is trustworthy, you have to doubt everybody.
那在美国不是这样啊，除非证明你是不可靠的，你有信用卡，这就是表示他相信你。
in America, it's the opposite. Unless you can demonstrate someone has bad credit, is not reliable, you trust that everybody will be able to honestly use your credit card.
因此，我们人跟人相往啊，当你所讲的都是实话，久而久之啊，这一个人就被容易被人相信了。
And so in our dealings with others, if most the majority of what we say is true, then people will find us trustworthy.
所以我们要被人相信的时候，就不需要把主耶稣抬出来。我是信耶稣的，我不会骗你，不需要这样讲。
So for us to have others believe us, we don't need to say, "Oh, we're Christians, so you can believe us."
啊，因为人跟人相处，如果我们都是很实在的，别人就知道这个人信耶稣的。
And because from our interactions with people, they will know from experience if we are trustworthy or not.
所以我们在上掌权者，我们要顺服。
So we must be submissive to the authorities.
好，我们现在再回来看。
Let's turn back.
啊，彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书的第二章
First Peter chapter 2
十六节跟十七节
Verses 16 and 17
十六节你们虽然是自由的却不可以将自由遮盖恶毒总要做神的仆人十七节却要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏主尊敬君王这个地方讲，我们是自由的，但是不可以借着自由来犯罪。
It says here that we are free, but we should not use our liberty as a cloak for vice.
所以自由有一个界限，就是爱心。
So there is a boundary to our freedom, which is love.
我很自由，我要做什么就做什么。
We are free to do whatever we want.
但是你爱神吗
？But we love God.
如果我爱神
，If I love God，
我知道我做的神不喜欢，我就不会做。
And I know that what I do is not pleasing to God, then I will not do it.
因为我爱神，我要讨神喜欢。
Because I love God and I want to please Him.
又好像说我们做父母的
，Just as when we are parents，
你爱你的孩子吗？当然爱啊。
Do you love your children? Of course.
但是当我们有了孩子，你就会发现有一些自由你就没有了。
But once you have children, you find that certain freedoms you no longer have.
因为我们在做想每一件事情都会想，这个对我的孩子会有什么影响
？Because you will think about everything, how it will impact your children.
对我孩子有不好的影响，我就不能做。
If something will have a negative impact on your children, then you will not do it.
我可以抽烟，但是我有了孩子后，我不能抽烟
I used to smoke, but then I have children, so now I can't smoke anymore.
因为我抽烟了，我的孩子吸第二手烟
Because if I smoke, then my children will have secondhand smoke exposure.
可能他的伤害会比我更大。
And they will be harmed more than me.
那你就不能做了。
Then you will stop doing it.
所以基督徒很自由
So Christians are free.
但是能不能做呢？爱心是界限。
But whether or not we can do something is determined by love.
如果我经济很好
，if we are financially well off，
我要怎么生活？这就是我这怎么生活？这是我的自由，不错，这是我们的自由。
Then we have the freedom, of course, to live how we want to live.
但是，当我们用爱心来想
，but if we consider from the perspective of love，
我这样生活会对其他的信徒产生什么影响？
How will our lifestyle impact the members around us?
如果我们的生活太过奢侈，奢华
，if our lives are too luxurious，
这个会造成一种负面的带头作用。
Then this will have a negative side effect.
那如果我们能够在主里得到满足，我们的生活过得很简单。
If in Christ we can have a simple life and be satisfied,
这个完全是自由的。
This is according to our freedom.
没有一个人能够勉强我们。
And no one can rebuke us.
那下一次有一个人他在经济上忽然好起来。
And if a person suddenly has a positive financial gain,
他就会去找教会里面哪个弟兄姊妹的榜样。
And then they will start to follow the example of certain people in the church.
所以凡事都可行啊。
And so everything is okay for us.
但是自由是界限。
But our freedom is limited.
所以这个是不是牺牲呢？
So is this sacrifice?
也有可能是牺牲。
This could be a sacrifice.
牺牲就是受苦。
And sacrifice is suffering.
但是这是神喜悦的。
But this is pleasing to God.
所以敬虔度日要顺服掌权者。
And so we need to submit to the authorities.
我们的自由有一个界限，就是爱心。
And our freedoms have a boundary, which is love.
那我们现在再看第二章。
And let's turn to chapter 2.
第二章的十八节开始。
Verse 18.
到二十七节。
Verse 18 to 27.
就是在讲到我们做基督徒的职业生活。
Which is talking about our career lives as Christians.
因为这个地方讲十八节做仆人的。
Because in verse 18 it talks about being servants.
凡事敬畏心顺服主人，所以在那个时代有仆人跟主人。
So in that time period there were servants and masters.
当然在现在这个时代就是雇主跟雇员。
But today we have the ones who are hired and the ones doing the hiring.
所以这个精神是一样的。
And so it's a similar spirit.
那要用什么态度来过我们的职业生活？
So what should our attitude be in our career lives?
如果我们再读下去哈，
十
八节的下半句。
Reading the second half of verse 18.
不但是顺服那良善温和的，就是乖僻的也要顺服。
We should be submissive.Not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh.
那为什么要顺服？
Why?
十九节。
Verse 19.
倘若人为叫良心对得起神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。这个地方讲有一种苦叫做忍受冤屈的苦楚。
Here it talks about a suffering where you suffer wrongfully.
然后二十节。
In verse 20,
你若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，这有什么可夸呢？若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这看神是可喜悦的。这个地方二十节讲受苦有两种。
Verse 20 talks about two types of suffering.
有一种受苦没有价值。
One type has no value.
有一种受苦是很有价值。
But the other type is very valuable.
所以我们在受苦的时候要想，我是为什么受苦？
So when we suffer, we must consider why we are suffering.
犯罪责打能忍耐，这个没有什么可夸了。
If we are beaten for our faults, then this is our just desert.
现在犯罪被关到监牢里面。
If we commit a wrong and we are imprisoned.
感谢神，我监牢关了一年，我都能够忍耐到底，这个没有可夸的。
And we can thank God we can endure to the end of our jail, our term, but there is nothing to, that's commendable there.
因为我们是犯罪受苦。
Because we have committed a wrong and we suffer for the wrong.
或者我们去传别人的是非，别人咒骂，我能够忍耐，这个没有什么可夸的。
Or we go and have a dispute with people and we are wrong in our dispute.And that also is not commendable.
所以犯罪受苦这个是没有价值的。
And so this suffering for our faults is not of value.
最好不要。
It's better not to.
但是有一种叫做行善受苦，能忍耐。
But there is a suffering for good.
这个行善受苦就是为着做神认为对的事情。这样来受苦叫做行善受苦。
And to suffer wrongfully, to suffer for good, means that we are trying to do the work of God, and we suffer for it.
比方说我们到公司上班有时候老板就知道我们是不是基督徒。
For example, when we work in a company, sometimes our boss will know if we are Christian.
他从我们的生活知道，有时候是我们自己告诉他，因为很容易，简单的基督徒很容易看得出来。
Maybe you tell him, or maybe he can just tell from your conduct.
因为我们跟别人不一样。
Because we are different from others.
比方说，一起吃饭，你就开始默祷，别人就知道你基督徒了。
For example, when it's meal time and you pray, say grace before the meal, others will know you are Christian.
有的到万圣节啊，穿的稀奇古怪去上班。
And sometimes people have when it's Halloween and they dress funny. They dress in costumes.
发现我们这个基督徒，我们穿的都是跟以前一样。哎，你为什么你不跟没有什么特别的庆祝？
But we dress the same, and people will look and say, "Oh, they don't celebrate Halloween."
所以我们如果是真基督徒哦，在工作场合很容易看得出来。
So if we are true Christians, then this should be evident in our conduct at our workplace.
那既然我们是基督徒
，and if we are Christian,
别人就对我们有一个期待。
Then others will have an expectation of us.
期待我们跟别人不一样。
They will expect that we are different from others.
为什么？因为你是信耶稣的。
Why? Because we believe in Jesus.
所以这个做仆人啊，要顺服敬畏主人，就是说，当主人的表现哦，当然会让我们受苦。我们怎么去回应他？这个就是代表我们的灵性。
So being submissive to our masters means.Even if the master is harsh or treats us poorly, how we treat them back will show what is our spirituality.
所以灵性不只是说你一天祷告几分钟，你读圣经读几章，你一个礼拜聚会几次，灵性不只是这样而已。
Our spirituality is not expressed only in how long we pray or how many passages of the Bible we read per day.
读圣经、祷告、参加聚会是要培养我们灵性，让我们亲近神。
Reading the Bible and prayer, these are things we do to cultivate our spirituality and draw closer to God.
我们在公司里面怎么跟老板互动，怎么跟我们的员工、同事在互动，那个就是灵性。
But also how we interact with our boss and our coworkers, that also is a demonstration of our spirituality.
所以。这个地方讲行善受苦能忍耐。
So here it says that we need to take patiently when we do good and suffer.
明明是我没有理的，但是我为着表达我是基督徒，这样来受苦，这是在神面前是好的。
This means that when we have done nothing wrong and yet we are suffering, then before God this is commendable.
当然这也有一个前提。
Of course, there's
主耶稣说
premise for this?
我差你们进入他们中间如羊入狼群。
Jesus said that I have sent you among them as a sheep among wolves.
所以你要灵巧如蛇，驯良像鸽子。
So you need to be clever and innocent like dove.
所以这里在讲这个行善受苦，也不是说像一头羔羊就站在那里任凭人宰杀。
So when we are suffering wrongfully, it doesn't mean that we just stand there and dumbly.
所以我们看主耶稣在文士法利赛人中，他好像蛇这么灵巧，像滑来去爬来爬去，总然没有被抓到把柄。
Just like when Jesus was interrogated by the Pharisees, He was smart like a serpent, and he was able to evade them for many years.
主耶稣要我们进到这个社会要有这种灵巧。
So God wants us, as we go into this world, to have this cleverness.
但是当主耶稣被挂在十字架上
，But when the Lord Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他有罪吗？没有罪啊。
Did he have sin? No.
那为什么被挂在十字架上
？How come he was crucified?
行善。
For doing good,
为把神的旨意表现出来。
In order to manifest the will of God.
所以行善受苦的榜样就是主耶稣。
So Jesus Christ is the ultimate example of suffering for good.
因此，我们信仰生活遇到每一件事情，看主耶稣就没有错了。
So if we suffer in anything in our lives, we need to look at Jesus.
他也做过人。
He was also a man.
所以我们遇过的困难，我们的软弱，我们的试探，主耶稣都能了解，他都能帮助。
So all that we encounter, our weaknesses, our challenges and temptations, he understands and he can help us.
他在行善受苦，给我们设下榜样。
He has given us the example of suffering for good.
一起默祷。
Let us pray in silence.